It's Wednesday and time for our weekly Neighbors in Action series. This is the time of year when our most charitable impulses are apt to take hold and our generosity flows. Many people like to donate food to those in our community who are going without. That's true again this year. Still, one prominent food distribution hub in mid-Michigan finds itself revamping the way it does business. The Greater Lansing Food Bank is our neighbor in action today, and Current State's Kevin Lavery paid a visit to the food bank. What's the change, Kevin?
Mark, there's a little more shelf space at the food bank's warehouse in North Lansing these days. While the Greater Lansing Food Bank does receive donations from individuals, a lot of what they get is donated from the big retail stores like Kroger and Meijer. I spoke with Joe Wald, who's the food bank's executive director. He says those donations are dropping off this year, and here's the kicker. The culprit is efficiency.
There's a lot of empty floor, and when we go into the warehouse with all the shelving, you'll see there's a lot of empty shelves. And so what we've experienced this year, as have many food banks around the state and the nation, is that the major retailers are becoming more efficient. And being a businessman, I understand that. But their efficiency is now taking food out of what we would normally pick up on a daily basis. And so we've got to backfill that. And so what we're doing right now, this is the season of food drives. And as you can see, we are starting to backfill some of that area. The community is coming forth with a lot of great food drives, but we also have to go out now and purchase the food that we did not have to purchase a year ago because it was being donated to us. I think we're very good purchasers. We buy by the truckload. We pay pennies on the dollar because we buy from the food wholesalers, but it's still using resources that we had not planned to use in the past.
What are these food retailers doing, Joe, that is different, that's more efficient now, that is resulting in less overstock for them and less donation to you?
Well, they've just realized that they've looked at how much food they send to food banks, just like ours. To them, that's waste. When they can't sell the product, it suddenly becomes a loss for them. And so they've understood that if they tighten up their purchasing practices, I'm sure with technology today, they can really pinpoint what people are buying, what people are not buying, what quantities they're buying. And so that is really helping them, but it's impacting us. And that's not to say that we don't still get a lot of good quantity food from the local retailers, but it's at levels much lower than they were a year ago.
Are donations not just from the retailers, but individuals also down?
Actually, the donations from individuals, corporations, groups is staying pretty good. They're great supporters in this community, and so the food drives are helping us. We're right in the midst of our envelope campaign, and so the funds are coming in, and we need those funds to continue operating. I'm pleased to report that we just got our annual audit from independent auditors, and our cost of administrative and fundraising is at near record lows. It's 3%, which says that 97 cents of every dollar that we get in, we put into feeding people. And so that's a combination of food, of running our warehouse, of running our trucks, of our staff here, but it's directly involved in feeding people. And that's what we think the community has come to expect of us. We believe in total transparency, and we just want to be really good stewards of the funds of the community.
So you yourself have also developed some efficiency measures.
We have, and so I think good business people have to do that. Food banking is a business. It's a business with compassion, but we want to make sure that we always have food for people. And as you can see, as we've walked into the area where we store the food after it's been sorted, we've got some purchases that we've just received, a wide range of food. In fact, we just got some turkeys in the post-Thanksgiving donations from the retailers, so we'll turn those right around and distribute them. We are still getting produce in when that's important. We got a shipment of watermelons that one of our local retailers rejected. We took them. They're fine watermelons. And so it's a combination of all the sources that we have to be as efficient as we can, to get a wide variety of food to people, and to do it compassionately.
We're talking with Joe Wald, the executive director of the Greater Lansing Food Bank. And you're pointing to something here.
I'm pointing to our shelves, which are, there's a lot of empty spaces up there, which again just highlights what we had talked about. But of course, we don't want to warehouse food. We want to get food in and we want to get food out. But as you know from being here a year ago, those shelves were full last year and they're not this year.
And again, on the surface, that seems like a problem, but it may not be as dire as it perhaps looks.
No, it's not dire. It's just a change in practices. And so I think today we've learned to be agile. We need to adapt to change because it's a constantly changing world and a constantly changing business. And so, that's what we're doing, is we're changing on the fly to make sure that we always have food for people in need. And one of the things that we have experienced this year is, even though the economic indicators seem to be pretty good, we actually had a 10% increase this last year in the amount of food and the number of people that we serve. So,
and you had a 10% increase the previous year, too.
And a previous increase, the same amount. So we are sending out more food to more people in need, and we are seeing different types of people. We are seeing many people who are employed, whose jobs have been downsized. We've seen many people who are in between jobs. Their jobs have been eliminated, so they're doing a search. They need help. We've seen a lot of seniors who are on fixed incomes who can't quite make it, so they need some help. We are serving a lot of returning veterans. So it's a wide variety of people. But again, in this community, we want to make sure there's always food for people.
You and I have discussed the concept of food insecurity in past interviews. And that really boils down to someone's economics are forcing them to choose between, do I eat today or take medicine today or pay the rent today?
And food insecurity is very real. It's very real in mid-Michigan. It's very real in our state and nation. When I go to national conferences, this is a topic that is on the forefront of all of our discussions, that more and more people are becoming food insecure. And we're talking more about food insecurity today as opposed to hunger. And so what we want to make sure is, for whatever the reason, whoever the individual is, we've learned that food insecurity, hunger, it doesn't discriminate. It attacks everybody. And so we want to be there again because that's what the community has asked us to do.
And hunger is a more subtle form of poverty. It's not very visible sometimes on the surface. Someone may look and appear to be very affluent, but there's a struggle underneath sometimes.
That's very true. And I've personally met with many people that on the surface you never would guess. And often what we want is it's a temporary situation. And so I think food banks are out there for many people to bridge a gap. And so that's what we want to do. We want to do it with dignity. A woman that I recently spoke to was a single mother of two small children. She had a job, she was paying her bills, and the sales were down, so they cut her position. And so suddenly she found she did not have enough money to pay all her bills, the definition of food insecurity. And so at her church, they told her about the pantry. She really felt very bad about going. You know, it was not anything she ever thought she would do. It was a short term. In 4 months, she found another job. And she looked back and she was so thankful that there were people there to help her. And that's what this community does. It helps people in need. We don't ask questions. We're there to treat people with dignity and to help them.
But you have to admit, though, Joe, pride and stigma are huge barriers.
They are huge barriers. And so none of us want to have to ask. But the good news is the resources are here if people need them. And there's a lot of resources right on campus. We have a great relationship with the MSU Student Food Bank. We have pantries and kitchens and shelters around the community, around the 7 counties that we serve. And I've met with just about every pantry, every agency. And I tell you what, they're the best people I've ever met. They're non-judgmental. They're there to help people.
So what can the everyday person listening to the story do to make a dent, to make a contribution, not just now at the holidays when they're feeling charitable, but just, keeping your visibility and your message out there?
We need an awareness that there are people in need. We need support, and whether it's funds, we always can use dollars. We think we're pretty good stewards of the dollars that we get. We need food drives. We need volunteers, and there's a ton of different ways that volunteers can help us. Here we have volunteers sorting food. We have volunteers going out on deliveries. I had volunteers in today stuffing envelopes so I don't have to hire staff. We have volunteers, retirees, who come and bring their expertise and offer it to us. So there's a wide variety of things that we need. But probably most important is we always want the good wishes of the community. We want to be here. We're open to suggestions. If there's a need, we want to figure out a way to collaborate to meet that need. And so I think the last item would be partnerships. We know we can't do it all ourselves, nor should we need to. If there's a partner out there that we should be talking to, we want to talk to that partner. And so, my final message is I wish everybody just a joyous holiday, a great new year, food on your table, good health and peace. And in the back of your mind, don't forget there are people in need. And thanks for all that everybody does. And Kevin, thanks for what you and the station do.
It's our pleasure, Joe. Joe Wald is Executive Director of the Greater Lansing Food Bank. And best of luck with this holiday food season.
Thanks so very much, and best to you.
For Current State, I'm Kevin Lavery.
Current State is always looking for more nominations for our Neighbors in Action feature. Please help us out and email us your suggestions to currentstate@wkar.org. Put Neighbors in Action in the subject line, please, or tweet us at KAR Current State and tell us a little bit about why you think they should be featured for the great work they do.